Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dude, hey listeners, how are we saying?
Dude, hey listeners too.
I know, I don't know why I said dude then hey listeners. What's up team? What's up private partners? What's up guys?
Because we feel like we're just talking to a mic to dude, this dude who is you, the listeners, the dude.
You are.
All of you listeners collectively, we think of as the dude that we're talking to when we do this podcast.
And also we want to say a big shout out to you guys because every single week.
To the dude.
To the dude, but every single week you dude. Come back every single time, all of you, and we love it.
I think you're offending the dude.
I don't think we should look at them as a dude.
No, the dude, like as in collective, like the
but,
dude.
But, you know, in 2018, maybe we should say like dudettes or like, well, it doesn't dude represent just a guy? I don't know, does it?
No, dude. Like girls call each other dude. Girls say dude, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they do. I think, hey, yeah. Okay, well, sweet. Well, let's just, okay, I'm just going to call you, I don't know, we're going on a massive red herring right now.
Red herring? I think you mean a tangent.
Okay, whatever it is.
A red herring is something else.
They've already probably switched off by now and they haven't even listened to the podcast. Hey, guys, we got a big guest for us today and we're really excited about it. Do you want to intro her?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Montana Brown from Love Island. Among other things.
I love how you intro like that. Yeah, we had Montana on.
We have her on.
We have. We had her on. They're about to listen to it. She is warm, lovely, not warm to touch. Well, no, she just is. She's warm.
Because you've had a bit of a crush on her for a while.
No, I don't know why you say this. I have not had a crush on her.
No, the only reason I say this is because last year when that season of Love Island was on, you said, oh, I really fancy Montana.
I never said this.
So she's really fit.
She said this.
She's your type.
I never said this.
Yeah, you did, but whatever.
Okay. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy this Epo.
Jamie, what is going on with you?
Also, actually, before we start the episode, tickets are still on sale at www.privatepartspodcast.com.
But they won't be for long, so get there now and buy your ticket.
Go and click on the website and go and get them because we want to see you there.
And also, we actually did do a... We've put together this fucking quite good show, I think.
I love how you swear to make it good.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, we are going on tour, which is really exciting. 22 dates around the country. Actually, 23 now because we added on the 7th of November in London because the London one sold out. They are selling out.
So the 7th, if you're in London and you want to see it, there are still tickets left to our new date that we've just launched on the 7th of November at the Clapham Grand. But if you are all around the country, you can buy a ticket to our performance at your nearest theatre. Go on privatepartspodcast.com to check it out. And get your tickets now because they are selling out. I mean, we are saying this, but it's going to get to a point where you're going to be too late and you're going to be disappointed and you're going to have no one to blame but yourself. So get online right now, even on your phone or a computer or an iPad, and order the ticket now. Order it now.
Guys, I'm going to cut you off there, Francis. They're probably all turning off. This is episode 78 of Private Parts Podcast with Montana Brown here. Enjoy.
Enjoy it. Hello.
What's up, man?
Check 1, 2.
Oh, is that why do people say that at the beginning of a recording? Why do
they're testing?
Yeah. You don't need a test by going check one, two, check one, two. You could just.
What else are you going to say?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Or
oh, one, that's two, a good three, one. Four, that is a good one. Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Or
one,
don't,
two, three, four, five.
No, why don't you say just things like
chicken dipper?
Yeah, chicken dipper.
Mm.
Which, by the way, I freaking love. I'm not even. Do you know what? Chicken nuggets are so underrated.
I don't know if that's true.
So.
That's the only thing I'll eat at McDonald's.
Chicken nuggets. Really?
Well, that's a lie, actually, and a Big Mac and medium fries. But
wait, so when you go to McDonald's, what do you order?
So I'm a 20 chicken nuggets.
Wait, firstly, what time?
We're not being paid by McDonald's to talk about this, just to clarify.
But McDonald's, if you want to pay us, wait,
then please do.
Oh, we all three of us, we are here. We're here to
well,
do
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Wait, firstly, what time of the day or morning is this?
What
do you know
eat
what?
At McDonald's?
Most people have McDonald's when they're hungover, but mine's just this overwhelming sensation of, I need to eat some crap food, so I'm just going to go to McDonald's and have that. So I'll go.
Well, now they deliver, so you don't even need to.
What?
Yeah, did you not know that?
I don't think they do. Do they?
Honestly, this is not a paid thing for McDonald's. But yeah, there was a big campaign about it in the papers. Yeah.
Is it Deliveroo?
McDelivery. They've been doing it in, like, I remember when I was in Argentina years and years ago. I was like blown
God,
away.
God, he's so well travelled.
I know.
That is so attractive.
When I was on my gap year.
Yeah.
I was already at university, but it was on my summer. I was down there in Buenos Aires playing polo. But
of course you were.
Yeah, of course he was.
There was a, they had McDelivery down there then, but for some reason it's taken them like 5-6 years to bring it to the
UK. But hang on, so Montana, so what? So you're in McDonald's, you're like, hey, look, I'm going to just have a bit of crappy food today. What are you having?
20 chicken nugget share box, not to share.
Okay.
Big Mac.
Nice.
Medium fries, water, keep it clean. And then maybe if I'm feeling a bit fruity, apple pie.
God, you must have an extremely fast metabolism because...
Oh, I do. I do eat a lot of shit.
Oh, so you just shit a lot.
I actually don't, only once a week, so that's not even an excuse.
Lies! No
I
way.
I swear on my life, honestly.
You only poop once a week.
Twice if I'm lucky.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sort of details of our lives. Joined with us today, I'm very excited, Montana. Do we say Rose? Let's say Rose. Montana Rose Brown, everyone.
From Love Island fame.
Hey, from Love Island,
from
the
Bournemouth
island.
University fame.
From Bournemouth University, from Beckensfield.
Yeah. Absolutely.
From
Berkhamsted.
From everyone's Instagram.
Yeah, yep. I like that.
MTV presenter.
Yeah, you've done your research. Wow.
Shot a pilot with me.
You know, Montana, I don't want to make things awkward, but I've never seen Jamie this excited. And I think it may be because he told me he had a bit of a crush on you last. He actually didn't. Those weren't the words he used. He said,
what were the words I used?
She said, she's fucking fit, man.
That's
actually really weird that you say that, because last time when we were doing this pilot, he asked me behind closed doors if I would do one with him in the bathroom.
This is such a stitch
up. It was really inappropriate.
No, he said, do you like Private Parts? He wasn't talking about the podcast at all. Just a general inquiry. Yeah.
That's what happened. That's how I got you on the podcast.
I know.
I went, do you want to come on Private Parts? Oh God, that sounds
vile. It was really unprofessional.
That sounded vile.
No surprise there.
No, look, hey, listen, everyone. Montana, thank you so much for coming on. Obviously, you're a beautiful girl, but Francis is stitching you up, even though...
I'm just being honest.
You
have a right to know, Montana, that
exactly.
He has a massive crush on you.
Well, I mean, what determines a crush? How do you know? Okay, fine, here we go. How do you know when you have a crush on someone?
I don't really have a crush on that many people, so I know because I keep looking, like, more than once or twice.
Yeah, but okay, fine. But are you one of these people who, because you're obviously, you're an attractive girl, do you know...
All right, calm down, Jamie.
I'm not.
We get it, all right? Fancy Montana Brown.
No.
We get it.
I'm just trying to, like, explain it out. But it's true, right? So when you go into, like, a club or a bar or someone like that, do you notice that people will be, like, checking you out? And then you do go, like, do you play with it or do you just not notice it?
No, I'm not one to kind of entertain people in clubs, only because I'm not a massive club girl myself. So if I bumped into someone, you know, in Argentina at the polo or, you know, at a bit more sophisticated event, then potentially, but I'm not going to go up to someone if I've got a crush on them.
And what does it have to be? Does it have to be the guy coming up to you or you do your pro? Because I feel like you're a bit of an alpha female. You're quite kind of, you know what you want, you know what you're
but
after.
I think from when you were on Love Island, you were pretty direct with people. You know, if you liked them, you'd... But I suppose you have to be because it's a competition, right?
Shall I tell you what it is? I know what I want, and if you're not that, then...
20 chicken nuggets.
Goodbye. Yeah. 20 chicken nuggets, it'll be in an apple pie, please.
Wait, hang on. So what is it that you want? Okay, so do you have like a checklist?
Or... Yes.
Shut up, you have a checklist.
Yeah, like, doesn't everybody? Don't you just have like a little criteria?
What is it? Peroxide blonde hair? No.
It's not peroxide if you're talking
jewelry.
To me.
Jewelry.
I have a ring on.
All right, well.
Yeah.
No jewelry.
You don't like jewelry?
No, not on men. I think it looks too feminine.
Hold on 1 second. Can't get it off.
What about men who wear like women's shirts?
No.
Silk women's shirts.
No, why would people do that?
That's ridiculous.
And what about what men who wear like leggings?
No. You don't wear leggings, do you?
No, obviously I don't wear leggings.
You do wear leggings. You're wearing them.
These are basically leggings at the moment. So hang on. So what is on your checklist then?
Okay. So I think if you're a girl, you can agree with me that girls are very confusing like creatures, right?
I mean, we're going to get into this. Yeah. But yeah,
okay. So checklists are key. So they have to be above 6 foot. So yeah, you're out on that one.
Hang on a minute. Firstly, how tall are you? You're okay. Our little list here that we never look at says you are 5'9". I don't think that's true.
I am 5'9".
Stand up.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
Look.
Now it's a silent applause.
Okay, so you're fine. So I'm basically 6 foot.
No, you're not.
Yeah, but I have a little sneaky little thing because I got a little Cuban heels going down right now, showing.
And actually, Montana, in his shoes, he's got a concealed 4.5-inch heel.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Those are true.
They're
insoles. You can get those.
He has them. It's 6.5-inch concealed heel, isn't it?
Look, I don't have that. What I have occasionally...
6.5 inches.
Is a heel boot, what you have.
I don't have a heel boot. where can I get a heel boot from? No.
You've basically got a kitten heel, which is a crime in itself.
He does. He wears kitten heels.
Montana, it's
he
not
wears
like...
kitten heels and ladies' shirts.
Silk shirts.
Ladies' silk shirts.
Now, hang on, let's get this right. Firstly, I used to have a complex with my height because I was like...
Short.
I tried to do it in a softer way, but that's literally it. That's literally it.
Vertically challenged.
Yeah, I used to go to nightclubs and back in the day. And I still go now. I don't know why I said back in the day. I still go to nightclubs now.
They never used to let you on rides as well.
Oh, no, this is a funny story, actually. But I used to go to nightclubs and I would always be the smallest person there. And so I decided to go and buy these heel lifts. So you would go and put them in, they're called heelys. And you put them in your shoes and they get like 2 inches on it or an inch. This is what I put in my
heelys
shoes.
Heelys are the shoes with wheels in them. I used to have some.
Okay, well then they were like...
They were like those, but with a platform in.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically you're wearing flatforms.
Yeah.
What are flatforms?
Like a flat shoe, but with a chunky platform.
What are they called? They're called flatforms. Yeah, you're wearing flatforms.
Okay, well, okay, fine. Let's go back to
in your shoes.
Can we go back to my criteria?
Yeah, yes. So your criteria. So they need to be over 6 foot.
Over 6 foot, blonde hair, blue eyes, sporty, preferably rugby, funny, doesn't take themselves too seriously, a non-smoker, a non-drug doer.
Francis, you're out.
close to their mum.
Okay, yeah, that's both
close
of us. France
good.
Is a bit too close, if you know what
I
mean.
What are you talking
about? White tea, not yellow.
Good. France's.
And then a full head of hair, so you're both out.
No, hey. Mine is fuller than full right now, which is all right.
Well,
it is.
The hair transplant.
To be honest, I think you look better with shorter hair because you know when it was quite long and like frothy?
Yeah, it was like
you looked a bit like Albert Einstein, and I think it just made you look a bit older.
Older and wiser.
Oh, yeah, I
wiser.
Actually agree. You did have a...
Albert Einstein kind of eccentric look.
The funny thing is when I used to play England rugby when I was under 16s what?
Is that a lie?
No, I did.
There's no evidence of it, but
there is.
Well, you say it.
No,
true.
So when I used to play England rugby under 16s and
the more you say it doesn't make it
doesn't
true.
Make it
Well, I'm just telling you, I was always, you know, but I played England under 16s and I did. No, I'm kidding. So wait, so your boyfriend at the moment is, holy smokes, okay, because we follow each other on Instagram.
Is he blonde, your boyfriend?
He is blonde.
Oh, he's not blonde. He's like...
He is blonde.
He's brunette-y.
He's not. He's,
was he
he's
on the
dusty
show?
Blonde.
Was he on Love Island?
No.
Oh.
He's like local boy, cute.
So wait, were you not in a relationship when you left Love Island?
Kind of, like, ish, but... slowly faded.
But you're not on the show anymore.
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. Well, we technically were, but as soon as I saw the light, I was.
As soon as you stepped in Homeland, you were like, look, buddy. But is this is not anything that you think this is going to be. It is not.
Go home.
Is that quite difficult? Because obviously there's a lot of economic incentive on all of you to actually remain in couples, right?
Yeah.
After you leave, because that's where I guess, you know, that's the public are invested in that and
they
want to see it. So I guess, you know, like with Chris and Olivia, when they broke up, it like actually... Now I don't know if there's as much interest in them, is there?
Well, to be honest, it was quite hard because when I left, I felt like really claustrophobic. Yeah. I was like, I literally don't want to see you ever again. Like, I don't know why. It was this really overwhelming sense
I hate you.
Yeah, it was.
No, and I think we'll get into that because first I just want to show...
Were you a bit competitive with him about who was making more
literally
money?
Literally no, because that wasn't even a debate.
I can't wait to get into this, but I want to show you, Frank. So Montana's boyfriend, okay, this is a picture of theirs.
Is he a rugby player?
He plays semi-pro.
What's his name?
Elliot.
Oh, Elliot. Yeah, I know him.
He played semi-pro.
Shut up, okay?
My friend's blonde and a professional rugby player.
Thanks, man.
Called Elliot.
No, he's not called Elliot, but you've already got a boyfriend, so it's...
Why are you trying to set me up?
I forgot.
But
yeah,
Francis, so this is him, okay? And
How tall is he?
Hold on, Francis. So go and check out Montana's Instagram. It's Montana Rose Brown 1. You have a lot of bikini shots. So if any of...
Absolutely.
That's the thing now.
Yeah, that's the thing. So any guys...
How are you going to get those likes?
Yeah, otherwise? That likeage.
That is true. But and the funny thing about your Instagram, which I do, and you're very funny, and that's why we get on well, is that you tag him, instead of actually tagging him, you tag him with things like, you wish babes, or my slice, or like my honey.
Or things, nice try.
Nice try, yeah. So this one you've tagged him with, you wish babes. And there he is.
He must be a bit annoyed that he's not getting the followers.
Do you know what? I'm not by any means giving him those extra followers.
Yeah.
It pains me when he gets more followers. I absolutely hate it.
So you're literally like, look, to make sure that you're not with me for my followers, I'm never going to tag you.
I'm never going to tag you in anything. And also, because people are like, oh my God, there's someone tagged in the picture. It must be him. They click on it. And then I'm like, bam, shut them down with a nice try, hun.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Bugger off. Get your own.
But this is so, and his jawline is pretty spectacular, as well as he has like one of those abs. You know when you used to play with Action Man when you were younger? Do you ever play with Action Man?
Yeah. Stuck on.
Or did you play with Barbie, Frank? What did you play
No, with? I played with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, wicked.
Fun.
Yeah, wicked. But he's like, he's got one of these like...
And G.I. Joe.
Oh, and... G.I. Joe? The girl?
No, G.I. Joe. He's a soldier. Don't worry about it, mate.
Okay. Yo, straight over. But he's one of these guys who has like these like ridiculous like packs.
Action Man.
Yeah, he's like an Action Man body, right? And so where did you meet him?
So he lives in a neighbouring town. You know those people that you have on Facebook?
In Hertfordshire.
In like the local area.
Berkhamsted.
So those kind of people that they're Facebook friends, but you don't really know them all that well.
Peripheral.
Yeah, peripheral Facebook friend. So it's one of those. And then I was actually dating one of his friends before him.
Oh, you dick.
I know. Well, it wasn't very serious with his friend. Like, it was just a bit like, used to get with him a couple of times.
Were there any broken hearts?
No.
No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify.
Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There wasn't any broken hearts. And then me and Elliot have been very close friends for a few years. And then suddenly, you know, one drink too many. And then we had a little snot. Actually, he actually dry humped me on the dance floor.
Yes, my boy. That's
how it was really, it was actually, yes. Really, that's well, how, that's actually how, really abrupt.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, wait, 2018, don't do that. Because you could have really complained.
You could get pulled about, for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
could complain. Hashtag me too.
Well, hashtag, oh. I get it. I just thought you were saying like me too, as in...
No, no, no.
Yeah, no, I me get, too movement.
I get the movement.
You should be aware of that, Jamie, actually.
That is... It's so funny thinking about it back in the day is that when, you know, and to all of the teenagers listening, they, dry humping was a thing. Like, dry...
Yeah, school socials.
I just feel like it was...
school socials.
Everyone was dry humping each other.
Were they?
Yeah.
No, they're not everyone.
No, but it is a thing. Like, everyone was. When you're like younger, when you're like under the age of 18, like because like...
It's like cupping.
Oh, is that when you cup someone's boobs?
No, it's when you cup someone's balls.
No, that's boobs.
What? What is that?
Cupping, it's like a stage before any kind of hand
tossing.
Jobs. Yeah, you call it tossing. You, no, we potato, use... potato.
Yeah.
But no.
Isn't that Dutch rudder?
Cupping, no, where the girl holds the balls in the hand and then she says, "How I cupped him."
No, what? It's cupping. My version of cupping is when a boy goes like this.
And oh, no, that's like when that, isn't that called
cupping?
Groping. I
groping,
think.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
No, we had.
Cupping, I think, is the funniest.
Isn't it?
There's no way I've cupped someone's balls. Have you? Just for fun.
So you're
like,
you're a cupping
fun.
Virgin, is what
yeah,
you're
I'm
saying,
a cupping
Montana.
Virgin.
Montana,
yeah.
Don't lie.
Jamie is not, so.
Montana, don't lie. When you first met Elliot, you were literally like, to all your buddies, you were literally like, girls?
I cupped his balls. No, I did not. No, I tell you what, we didn't actually have sex for like 4 months.
But that's good. I mean, that's unusual these days.
I know.
Especially for the Love Island generation.
It was him that kind of initiated that. He was like, I want to let you know that I respect you, which you wouldn't know about, but obviously.
Can we just get this right, Montana? So you started, the first time you hooked up, he dry humped you on the dance floor, but then said to you, look, I respect you. I don't want to have sex for like 4 months. So there is no way.
Wait, was it... It's a sort of dry hump, like you were involved as well, or was it just out of the blue, out of nowhere? Suddenly
he
came up to you.
I think we were
both
drunk. You know, one thing led to another. It just, all of a sudden, I just found myself being dry humped. And my best friend was watching and she was like, I was really disturbed.
With this, and this is in Birkenstead.
This is in St. Albans.
Really? Okay. Apparently the most underrated city in the country, St. Albans.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. That's okay. Why I'm here.
But hang on. So what's your... What's
Snorbins are not paying us for this kind of promotion.
What is your kind of vibe with then, once you get into a relationship where you start seeing a guy, I imagine that you're, because, you know, from what we saw in Love Island, things like that, you're not the type of girl to suddenly go, you know, I'm just going to sleep this person, because you're more, you have to get sort of emotions and things that involve, right?
I just say that
eloquently put.
Well, I'm trying to put it in a nice way.
I just don't like having sex with people willy-nilly, really.
No pun intended.
Or like, to be honest, I'm very good at differentiating from having sex just for the sake of it and also sex that's going to lead on to a relationship.
Mm.
This is interesting.
It's good to distinguish between the two because I think girls really get slated for having sex with people who they just want to have sex with, and I don't think that's right.
Agreed, yeah, I completely agree. I think, sorry to cut you off, but I think that's exactly... I'm not just saying this just because I think it's really irritating when people get cool girls like slags or things like that when they just have sex with people, and I just go, who gives a shit? Sex is like the most natural thing. And weirdly, my stepfather taught me this, of all people. Yes,
where's this going?
I don't know where this is going. But my stepfather was very much against smoking. I remember when I wore an earring at the dinner table once, he said that he had an earring in my ear. He said, oh no, it was an eyebrow piercing when I was about 17. He said, you're not sitting at my table with that piercing. I said, it's not your table. To my stepfather, yeah, I was quite savage. And he didn't care about anything. And he cared about all those things. The one thing he didn't care about was sex.
Yeah.
He said, if you want to have sex and things like that, go for it. Do as much, because it's the most natural thing. As long as you take precautions and things
like
that.
Whose table was it though?
I don't know, it was in my mum's house. But it was, you know, it was all these kind of things. So I'm kind of with you where if you just want to have sex, go freaking have sex.
Go out and do it. But obviously, if you meet someone, you're like, do you know what? I actually quite like him. I'd like this to turn into something a bit more. That's when you'd like, hold off.
So have you, I mean, and you can
take
say...
Take note, Jamie. I would, lessons.
Can you, has there been times with you where you've just, you know, you've had like a rough week or whatever and you've just gone, you know what, screw it, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go and get laid. Have you been like that?
So I've had one night stand and it was like genuinely the worst night of my life. Like,
okay,
I actually
tell
have
us.
Never really spoken about this in public, so it's actually quite embarrassing.
Set it up nicely.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Set it up nicely. Okay, so I was at uni. I'd never had a one night stand. I was thinking, do you know what? Like, if I'm going to have a one night stand, it should probably be at uni. It was at Bournemouth Sevens Festival. Please tell me you've been.
Oh.
No,
it's a rugby festival.
Yeah. Okay.
You wouldn't know, Jamie. It's
a... Okay, so it's a little rugby festival. England. And my friend Amy said to me, do you know what? Right here, you just go up to someone, just say you're coming home with me, and then just take them home, have sex with them, and then at least you've had a one-night stand and, you know, no harm done. So I did just that, but he actually was such a weirdo.
Wait, hold on, just to cut you off there. It's so funny how girls... If I went up to a girl and said, you're coming home with me, there's just no way...
He's tried. He knows from experience that,
like,
it doesn't work.
Rape? Like,
yeah, exactly. It would be literally, what are you trying to do with me? So hang on. So you met this guy in a nightclub.
Yeah, at this festival.
Okay, and at the festival, you're dancing, the music's playing. There's probably... What year is this? It's probably what...
It's like 2015.
So 2015, big tune back then was ASAP Rocky, maybe. Fucking problems.
Well, no, it was a rugby festival, not a music festival.
It was a rugby festival.
Yeah, but what music?
It's quite like cheesy music, like,
okay,
mainstream.
So maybe I'm just
Taylor Swift.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone.
Okay, so that's playing in the background.
Yeah.
So music's going, you're like, this is my moment, okay?
Yeah.
You see some hot smoking guy like dancing.
Yeah.
And you walk up to him.
So basically, that's not really how it was. It was kind of more like chucked back like 5 Jaeger bombs.
Yeah.
Like literally stormed up to this guy. I think he thought I was going to punch him or something. And then I was just like, look, do you want to go home with me? And then he was like, yeah, okay. And then it just happened like that.
Oh, that's the best.
And
life.
I didn't even actually get his name. Like, how bad is that?
What so that's a proper one night stand. So, but what is, why was he weird?
He was weird because you could, I think guys, when they're having a one night stand, they just want to come. So he wasn't really too fussed about, you know, what was happening with
me. So he was a selfish lover.
He was a selfish lover. And also, right, so I was like, right, let's just change it up. Because first of all.
Did he say that to him halfway through? look. I know you want to come, but let's change this up.
Let's change it up, because he was getting a bit weird. Like, he stuck his thumb in my bum. Like,
yeah.
Like, I just think that's really abrupt. Like,
no,
you don't fucking do that to someone.
Wait,
hang
on.
Don't
but Montana,
know.
You have to understand that you've gone up to this guy and said, you want to come home with me. He's thinking, yippee. He's literally gone.
He's like, anything goes.
Yeah, but you don't go. That's so, like, boundary crossed. Like, you don't do that to someone. You do not. He didn't even know my name. I didn't know his name.
Okay.
We'd been going at it for what, 5 minutes? You don't just abruptly do that. That's something that you work on. That's what you build up to.
So I
thought, okay, right, quick, change it up. I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
anyway.
But wait, hang on. But also, if he had said to you, hey, Montana, do you mind if I put my finger in your bum?
I'd say no.
No, you don't mind.
I'd say, no, I mind. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But, like, you wouldn't do that. Come on. You've had a fair
Jamie
few one-night stands. Have
Jamie
you ever done
Jamie
that?
Jamie likes a finger in his bum.
Well, it's personal preference, isn't it?
No, okay, there was one time.
Do I want to hear this?
Well, I don't.
Go on.
I don't know.
Go on.
It's one time.
I've seen a pretty horrific picture, actually. Mm.
No, there was this one time. I tell you, there was this one time when...
I can't really go into...
What bitch have you seen of me?
One of all the chocolate mousse.
Oh, no, yeah, that was a bit odd. She knows my ex, so we'll talk about that in a second. But so there was this one time when I was at school. I remember it very well. And it was at school, I think, as we spoke about before. Most of the time, we were at a boarding school, France and I. And most of the time, you just talk about girls. You're either playing sport or you're sort of masturbating. That's pretty much it. And
in the same room
or studying.
Yeah. Revising.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's loads of other things, but that's sort of the bulk thing. I remember
sports, masturbating, or what was the other one?
Girls, talking about girls.
But I remember this time that I was watching this porn and I was sort of experimenting, I think, with myself in a sense. And I remember I was watching this porn, and then this girl was and guy were having sex, and I was literally like, oh god, I was extremely so horny. And I remember I decided to put a finger up my butt because I thought it would be good, and I literally got knuckle deep. I'm not even kidding. And then we were watching, and this guy suddenly, this girl, he was in this porn, suddenly put on a strap on, and I just went, oh fuck it. And I kept going and I orgasmed. And at the end of it, I've never felt so low in all my life. I was like, what have I just done? So from that moment on, I kind of just stopped it all.
Yeah.
No more fingers anywhere. I just felt a bit used by myself.
Do you know what? I've actually heard some pretty horrific sexual stories from you. Would you like...
What ones have you heard?
So I've heard a few. I'm just going to say, so apparently you had... I'm just going to paint the picture.
Oh,
Jamie,
God.
Jamie is a young boy.
Uh-huh.
There's a door involved.
Oh.
Okay. There's a door involved. Okay.
And there's also, like, I think there's a toy, maybe like a baby toy involved.
Oh, Silky.
Yeah, Silky.
Yeah, how do you know that? Oh my God, this is my ex-girlfriend, isn't it?
Did you hear from Frankie?
I heard from Frankie herself.
Okay, well, let's set this up. So Montana went to university with Frankie. And were you guys friends or not friends?
We were friends back in the day. And then basically I started dating her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay, fine. And so then
there was kind of a bit of animosity there,
a bit of like a weird period. Okay, fine. So obviously Frankie, my ex, and Montana was going to come do this pilot with me, which she did, which was super great, by the way.
Yeah,
I felt like it was a very good vibe. And Montana was asked before she came on to ask kind of questions about me,
find out some dirt.
So she asked Frankie. And one of the dirt things Frankie said, what was the first thing you told me? The thing?
First thing was, Jamie has piles. And I thought, you know what? Maybe that's not great as an introductory thing. Do you know what I mean?
Like, she still said it anyway. Yeah.
She still said it. It was just too good to, too good
but
to
not. But that's publicly known. You talk about that.
I don't think I talk about it.
I don't think it's something he's proud of.
Yeah, and also you can get rid of them. So
and also I think that the piles has probably come from the knuckles deep bum hole situation.
If there was something to put my, if I was going to put my finger on it.
Literally.
But then the other thing is that, so Frankie obviously telling this telly story. I said when I was about 4 years old, I remember that I used to play games with my teddy bears, and I had these things called Silkies, and I just didn't, and I was kind of, again, just, I didn't really, I must have been like maybe six actually, and I didn't really understand, like, I knew I kept getting these feelings when I saw like girls on television and stuff like that. I didn't really know what it was. So I thought I'd play a game, which I got my Silkies and I would tie one end to my penis and the other end to the door handle, and I would slam the door shut, so I'd go, whoa!
and
it sort of got me a little bit, like, I don't know what it was. I was 6 years old, so I didn't really understand.
Right.
So yeah, swiftly moving on after that traumatic story.
Right, and Montana, what we like to do at this part of the episode is I like to read you my diary. Now, we do this every single week. I read you my diary. You can comment, you can say anything you want, but this is my diary.
Diary?
Yes.
It's diary. Yeah.
For what?
I read a diary in the first half, and the second half, Francis reads his diary. It's short, it's fun, it's sweet. You comment, you just, this is what we'll be doing this week.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I like it.
So Sunday. I have dinner with my girlfriend's dad for the first time ever. Meeting the mum, I always think is fine, but for some reason when it comes to the dad, I become super scared. I thought the best way to approach the evening was buy a new shirt and a bottle of red wine to give to him. Not the shirt, but give him the red wine. I mean... You like that bit?
Good one.
Silk shirt.
It wasn't.
Was
silk
it? No, was it a lady's silk
it
shirt?
It was a shirt from Reese. I've never really shopped at Reese, but
it's lovely.
Yeah, they're kind of nice. This one wasn't. I arrived promptly at 8:30 p.m. ready to go in with my brand new shirt, holding the red wine. I actually changed my grip on the red wine 3 times as I wanted to look like I liked wine but didn't like it too much, if you know what I mean.
You're an overthinker.
I know. I rang the bell and Elle let me in and sent me towards the sitting room where I sat with her. I was sat with her and her stepmom while her father was upstairs getting ready. Now, I don't really sweat, but for some reason, the sweating began. I think it's because my shirt was tight under the arms. Have you ever had that where it becomes really tight under the arms and you start to sweat?
No.
You've never had that?
Yeah, no. But I usually get shirts that fit, I suppose.
I tried to ignore it, but it only got worse. And when Elle's dad arrived, it was overboard. I was becoming so conscious of it, I was keeping my arms so tight to my waist so nothing could be seen.
That actually only makes it worse.
Yeah, this is what happened. Elle put out her hand lovingly and said, God, you're sweating on my palms. I know, I replied. I think it's the shirt. I looked down for the first time and saw that my armpit sweat had not only seeped, but seeped all the way towards my nipple. And so I had been sitting there with my arms on it, and my sweat had reached my nipple. The most embarrassing moment. Are you nervous? They all asked. Of course not. It's just the fucking shirt, I said. Thank God Elle had a spare shirt, as it was that or borrowing one from her dad.
Hey, hey, do you mind if I just put on one of your shirts?
It was honestly so, because I was had that, so I had my shirt on and I had my arms like down like that, and I was so conscious that I was sweating, and you know when you start
thinking even more,
and I didn't want to look down.
Did you go really red as well?
I was just so hot, and then she held my hand and was like, "Your palms are sweating." I was like, "I know."
Was it hot in the house?
No, they were all fine. And then I looked down, honestly, it had sweated all. It looked like someone had chucked water on the left-hand side of my shirt.
Great first impression there.
Yeah.
And on that note, Francis, we also need to have question of the week. This is our format. I told you this was going to be a good one because it's been so loose, we've even forgotten about the format.
And also, I haven't actually, I listened to half of one actually, the one that you did with Kagi, but other than that, I haven't really listened to it, sorry.
What?
Sorry. Well, I caught up. I watched this one on Kagi, but it was an hour. It's a long time.
Oh, shit. Sorry. We should really, just a quick 10 minutes next time. That's all we should really do.
It's a long time to like listen to
one thing. When you have like, when you're in the gym, you can listen to it. When you're going on a long journey, when you're coming from Berkhamsted to here, that probably takes an hour. You can listen to one
half
then.
An hour.
I've
got errands to run.
You know, when you're lying in bed with your boyfriend and...
What, to listen to you two?
You listen to us two. A little bit of pillow
that
talk.
That would be weird.
You should be like, hey, check this out, Elliot. Yeah. Listen, I don't know why I winked at you. Yeah.
Okay, I've got a question.
Okay, ready for it.
You may know the answer to this, I don't know.
Okay.
Depends. We were talking about it earlier.
Sure.
People, so McDonald's has a name for their customers, their frequent customers. What is that name? And they use internally for their frequent customers.
McDeedle Donnies?
McDeedle Dollies.
Quite a good name. McDoodles Dollies. Is that what you just said?
McDeedle Dollies?
McDeedle Dollies. Nope, that's not
it. Not McDeedle Dollies.
Ronald McDonald's?
Nope.
Oh, that was close.
This is what they use internally amongst the corporate.
Okay, I reckon if they're going to be called
McCustomers.
McCustomers.
I quite like these ones. I reckon it's the.
Don't come up with something really just
The McMasters.
No, it's actually something a bit more boring than both those.
Okay, well, don't tell
regulars. Them. Is it just regulars? The regulars.
I reckon it's just customers. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the regular customers.
The regulars.
All right, Francis, tell us in part two, all right?
I will.
Okay, everyone, please join us in part two. We'll have Francis Diary, the answer question week, and Montana will be telling more stories. See you in part two. Bye-bye.
See you then.